The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk, Andy here, and great to speak to founder and MD of Flyhawk, Steph Essex.
Hey Andy, how you doing?
Really well, thanks. 6 months, pretty special.
Yeah.
I think in that launch video, one of the phrases that was used was empower the future of netball.
Yeah, absolutely.
How have you done that in the last 6 months?
Good question. Certainly been a bit of a roller coaster in terms of our journey from launch, but one of the most important things that we've tried to do to empower the future of netball, I guess, is firstly just to listen. And you may have seen that we launched our new female coaching shorts, and they had been developed over the past couple of months with a group of female PE teachers, female coaches, so a focus group, because we had seen that there was a few people, you know, commenting that no one had really done that, and female PE teachers were having to buy men's shorts, which just seems absolutely crazy in this day and age. So we worked with those guys. They tested out some samples for us, made sure we got the leg length right, the fit around the quad right, the fit around the waist right, the material, zip pockets. We launched them, and they obviously sold out, which blew our minds. But yeah, the first step for us has been just listening to that audience and seeing the reaction that we've had. People now genuinely becoming fans of Flyhawk and fans of the brand. Has been fantastic.
I think we retweeted pictures of Josie in the shorts, so it's just that demand, and like you said, it's listening to the audience.
Absolutely. I mean, the netball market are crying out for people to listen to them in terms of, you know, when it comes to what they're wearing. So it's really nice, actually. I've had all sorts of people, DM Flyhawk with product ideas, suggestions. We then go away, do our own research, some of our own polling, asking, you know, various people different questions, which then inspires what we then, you know, develop next. So this is a continually evolving product, project for us in terms of Flyhawk. We obviously launch with our launch collection. We have about 30 products across 4 different styles of netball dresses, vests, leggings of different lengths to cater for different heights. Everything that you can imagine, but it doesn't stop there. Something we want to do as a brand is to continually be evolving and to empower the future of netball. We need to keep working with people in the netball space to decide what that looks like for the future. So really pleased with how it's going so far.
That whole creating a buzz around the launch, obviously you had the ambassadors there, Pulse as well, part of it. It doesn't just happen. It's well thought out. And looking back, did it work out well for you? Plenty of traction. Online.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, I was a bit taken back with it, with I think how viral it went. It was so pleasing to see. I knew that there was a demand for a brand like this, which hence, you know, why I decided to, you know, crazily invest my life savings into it and create it. But yeah, it was fantastic to see. And actually, the reaction from players across not just obviously, you know, our ambassadors supporting it and London Pulse and the whole team there, you know, Sam Bird and everyone's been absolutely fantastic to work with. But from the wider kind of like netball and women's sport community, so people that are involved in women's sport and have just been watching, you know, kind of from afar, but also the grassroots community. So, you know, the players that get out there, you know, on a Tuesday night in their social league have also really got behind it too. You know, you can see that from the interaction we get, particularly from our Instagram posts. We've done like no paid advertising so far, and it's gone absolutely mad. So I'm absolutely delighted with how it's gone. It's certainly been a bit of a roller coaster as we've all been trying to navigate COVID and what that looks like, but since the end of March, when netball's, you know, been able to come back on court, there's such an appetite for it, and then in turn, you know, there's a huge appetite for players wanting to refresh their kit, change it, and jump on board with the new brand. So the inquiries we've seen recently are through the roof. So that's amazing. You can't argue with that as a brand owner.
Time and time again, I've gone on the 3D kit designer and fell down a bit of a rabbit hole. Explain a bit about the different kit types you've got available.
Yeah, so in terms of obviously dresses, you can go on and design your own dress. We've got a cup dress, which is our most popular, and you know, it comes in you know, from size two, so you know, Diddy right up to size 24 to cater for, you know, the entire netball audience. But also, we, if players don't want to wear a dress, then that's absolutely fine. You know, we've got options where we've got match vests, which you can pair with leggings or shorts or whatnot. Obviously, our hoodies have been very popular, probably because of how cold it's been in England over the the past few months. I think May was the coldest, one of the coldest Mays on record. But what something that I've been really taken back with, we've actually got a custom netball designer. So if you're looking to place a bulk order of netballs, you know, like a substantial volume, you can actually go on, design a netball in your own colours, add your team name or your team logo and order. And that's been hugely popular because obviously now with COVID, a lot of players, you know, need or want to have their own ball. So you can design a ball and we've got a panel on it where players, you know, can mark their own name and stuff, which is just really handy for training. So that's been really popular for us actually over the past couple of months. It's a product that we thought would be nice to have, but it's definitely one of our best sellers.
We've seen Mavericks' Brittany Clark discuss body image in elite netball. Maybe your own personal thoughts on that?
Yeah, it shouldn't be the case that a Super League netball player can't get kit that fits them. That's, for me, it blows my mind. And I'm so pleased that that she spoke out about it. I was actually approached by a mutual connection to see whether we could, you know, support with that. But due to clashes of sponsors and whatnot, it doesn't work. But yeah, it should be the case that, you know, brands in this space of netball or in women's sport should be catering for every type of physique and shape that there is within netball. You know, this wouldn't be a conversation if it was in rugby. You know, looking at different, you know, shapes and sizes as a rugby players, this wouldn't be happening. So it's not good enough that this is the case for Brittany, and it certainly needs to be addressed by all of the brands within netball, within women's sport, for the future.
You'd welcome these discussions?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's for me, it's just an absolute no-brainer to cater for all types of, you know, like female shapes and sizes. So yeah, it needs to be addressed for the future, and it should be something that is just done automatically, not something that brands even need to think about.
How are we both going to continue to raise the bar? Or is that for when the podcast finishes?
Yeah, maybe that's for when the podcast finishes. But I think,
yeah, okay.
Ultimately, we need to keep netball visible. It needs to be very much, you know, on people's news feeds, attracting new audiences. That's something I've been really impressed with by London Pulse as well, you know, some of their partnerships, getting people that wouldn't normally attend a netball game, not the super fans, getting a wider audience to come and watch the games, to be part of, you know, the experience. You know, some things like that need to happen, but for us, we're just enjoying this journey right now on the kit side of things and trying to become the number one brand in netball when it comes to kit and equipment.
Very much a brand for the whole of the netball community. Steph, thanks again for your support in this. And more information, how to buy kit, balls, much more, flyhawk.com.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Andy. Good to chat.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.